Hello and welcome to the Sales Technology Training Call. This is Rick Cooper. Thanks for joining me today. I've got a lot of great information that I'm going to share with you on the call. And it's very possible that you might experience a breakthrough as we go through the content today. So thank you for taking the time to join me. Today's call will include 30 minutes of content and 30 minutes of Q&A. You can check your email for a copy of the notes from today's call. To ask a question or to share a win, you can email me at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. And a great place to be on the internet during the call is out in our Facebook group. And you can join us out at, click on the link in the email message I sent out, or you can just go type Sales Technology Training Program in the, in Facebook. And that will find the page there. And I'm going to post a message out there real quick. This is Rick from Sacramento. And let's set a comment goal for today's call. Why don't we shoot for 20 comments? We'll start with 20 and see if we can hit that and keep going. And again, share your takeaway, share what you're learning on the call today. Now, you can also access the recordings of these calls out on the membership page. So look for the link in the email message that I send out every Tuesday, and that will give you the link there where you can click and go access the recordings. And I do encourage you to go back and periodically check those out. You can think of it as a library of content where you can go get access to certain information there. If you miss a call, go back and listen to it. Try to make that commitment each week that if you're not able to be on Tuesday, that you go back and listen to that call later on the week. At least listen to the first 30 minutes where I share the content. My mentor, Eric Lofholm, says stay in the conversation. And I think that's so valuable is that when you're in this conversation around sales technology, looking for ways to leverage technology tools, it's going to help you think differently about your business. I'm always thinking of ways that I can leverage technology to grow my business online. Now, the Sales Technology Training Program is a 90-day program that's designed to help you implement systems online to generate leads and earn sales. There are 12 modules of content. Now, before we get into the content for today, I don't have any upcoming events to invite you to, which is a surprise, but I will probably have some scheduled within the next week, and I'll get emails out to that effect. But I will just share a quick a New Year's message here, which is that I want to thank you for being a client in 2014. I hope that being as a member of the Sales Technology Training Program, and if you're participating in any other programs of mine, I hope that you have gotten a ton of value this year. I hope that I have motivated you to get into action to do something, because that's part of my role, is just to encourage and motivate you to take action, to step outside your comfort zone, to explore new tools that you can make use of in your business that you haven't tried out before. In addition to that, I also hoped that something that you have done has helped to generate some income in your business, either generated leads or helped you to book more appointments or helped you to close more sales. And certainly, I would also like to ask for a testimonial. If you've gotten value from this program in particular, but also any other programs you participated in, I would love to have a testimonial that speaks to that. Speaks to the value that you've got from working with me. And you can write up that testimonial. You can keep it short, maybe 2 to 3 paragraphs, and then email that to me at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. And I also want to encourage you to stay in the conversation as we head into 2015. We've got a whole brand new year ahead. There are new strategies coming down the way, new technology tools that will be available to implement. And so I encourage you to keep checking back in and participating in the program. All right, let's go ahead and dive into our content for today. Today, we're talking about appointment setting emails. So, for the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about setting appointments. So, have you shifted your mindset yet around setting appointments? Have you done anything to leverage technology to book appointments? Recently, I sent out an email message, and I invited people to schedule an appointment with me. And what I did was I included a link to TimeTrade. And as a result of that, I had over 20 people book appointments with me that day. 20 people book appointments with me. In fact, I'm still having appointments from them. That was a couple weeks ago, And I still have appointments that are on my calendar from that one email that I sent out. And so periodically, maybe once a quarter, maybe once a month, you send out an email and you invite people to schedule an appointment. And even if you don't have a time trade account, just ask people to email you. See, part of the strategy around email marketing is to get people to raise their hand. If you can get people to raise their hand, then that tells you that they're interested in what it is that you have to offer, and then you can follow up. So I'm implementing strategies all the time. In fact, I just sent out an email today letting people know that I'm interested in finding joint venture partners. And I haven't checked on my email in a couple hours, but when I looked in there earlier, it already had a number of people emailing me. And so if you would like to joint venture with me in 2015, I encourage you to contact me. Send me an email message at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com and put JV, JV as in joint venture, in the subject line. And I'll follow up with you so we can schedule time to talk. I'd love to talk about some ways that we could partner up together and help each other out. Because a lot of these strategies that I teach, whether it's around leveraging email or leveraging social media or leveraging a blog or other tools like that, it really helps if you have other people to work with, if you have other people to team up with and partner with. That's where you're going to be able to start getting your message out there to a wider audience. Now, by the way, if you've had a shift in your mindset around setting appointments, go ahead and share that out in the Facebook group right now. Go ahead and post a message there and say, I've shifted my mindset around appointments. I'm taking more action to book appointments with people. Now, how many appointments do you need to set per week? Think about it. How many appointments do you need to set per week? See, one of the ways that you can start increasing your results is by being deliberate about the results that you want to get. And that what that means is that you start off by thinking about what can you do or how many appointments do you want to have. Like, I'll just give you an example. So for me, I might say something like, I want to have one appointment per day over the course of the month. And so if we count 20 business days in a month, then that would come out to 20 business days, that would be, well, 20 appointments. 1 times 20 is 20. tough math there. And then that would let me know that I need to take action to do that. Now, that one email that I described earlier, I sent out one email and I booked 20 appointments for the month right there. Now, obviously, they weren't necessarily all spread out like to where I had one per day. I think there were a couple days that I had 5 appointments per day scheduled. So that's the way it works. But when you set those goals, then it will help you to get into action to figure out how best to communicate with people. So now let me go ahead and I want to pop over to the Facebook page real quick. I want to see who's posting out there. So if you haven't had a chance to post out there yet, feel free to do that. We're already up to 15 comments. It looks like Alan Murphy is leading the charge. And I also see Tom posting there as well. So great job. I'll go out and read some of those comments a little bit later. So keep them coming. I think we're going to blast through the goal of 20, and we'll be way on to 30 and maybe even upwards of 40 by the end of the call today. Now, why use email to set appointments? What's the big deal about email? Well, certainly email is not the only way to set appointments. You can also pick up the phone and call people. And I recommend that strategy. Picking up the phone and calling people is a great way to make contact with people, to be able to touch base with them, and to be able to schedule an appointment. But there's only so many people that you can call in a day. And here's the thing. Certain people will respond by phone, certain people by email. So you want to make sure that you're using different strategies to reach people in different ways. By the way, you can also send private messages through Facebook. You can send a private message and ask people to contact you. But here's the thing. Don't just jump right in and say, hey, let's talk. You know, click here to schedule an appointment. That doesn't work so well. What works well is where you start a conversation first with people, and then once you have a conversation going, then you say, hey, do you have a couple minutes to chat this week? And they'll say, sure. And you say, great. You know, would Tuesday at 2 p.m. work? Or if you prefer, you can book an appointment online using my time trade account. That will be an example where you kind of give them an option, or you could give them a secondary option where they could book online. Sometimes you can just book it right then and pick a time, But in other cases, I might say, oh, great, I'll take a look and see what will work best for me. Now, let's talk for a moment about how to write an effective email. How do you write an effective email to set appointments? So first of all, the style of email messages that I use is more of a plain text type email. I limit the number of words on the line to 70, mainly because my email marketing system requires that. But that is a style that a lot of internet marketers use, 70 characters per line. That's about 6 to 8 words. And I've actually shortened that even more. In many cases now, I'm using only 4 to 5 words per line. And one of the reasons I do this is because it's easier to read on a mobile device. A lot of people these days are using mobile devices for reading. But it also makes it easy just to kind of scan down the page as you're reading and just read through the content. You can have your embedded links there where people can click on if you're wanting to schedule an appointment or if you're sharing some kind of another offer with them. Another best practice for writing an email is to write in a breezy and conversational style. So when I write email messages, I pretend that I'm just sitting down across from you over a cup of coffee and we're having a conversation. I'm just kind of writing in a way that's kind of fun and conversational. And that's a very particular style of copywriting that works very well. And so you want to think about how you can make use of that, how you can incorporate that into your email marketing. Also, in general, try to keep your messages short. Don't try to put too much information in one particular message. I would rather have you send 3 short messages per week than to send, say, 1 longer email. Have a specific focus for each email that you send and keep it short. You know, get to the point and lead people to some type of a call to action. And that's not to say that you have to have a call to action in every email. I like sending out some emails. In fact, my friend Brad Lloyd, who's an expert in marketing, says create or send out emails that are nurturing, a nurturing email. It's like you're building the relationship. You're focusing on adding value, and that will go a long way. Also, avoid corporate speak. If you're going to speak in a breezy and conversational style, then it can't really be corporate speak, which is, you know, like speaking at people rather than to people, being formal in your communications. But some people do have that style. Also, have one clear offer. If you're sending out an appointment setting email, then make that the only specific offer. Now, you could have different ways for people to contact. You could say, if you'd like to schedule an appointment with me, call me at. And then you could include another call to action that says, or, you can also just click directly online and book an appointment with me through TimeTrade. Here's the link. So you could have a different specific call to action within there, but it's all leading toward the same result, the same offer, which is to book the appointment. Now, you really have to create desire for people to want to talk with you. That's one of the tricks to this process is how do you create desire? How do you motivate people to want to talk to you? So what did I put in that email that motivated people, motivated 20 people to reach out and book an appointment with me? And part of it is it's what you share. It's what you, tell people is going to happen in that appointment. It's what your promise is. What are you promising to accomplish for them in that email? And part of what you have to do is you have to create that desire. You have to create that need. And part of the way you do that is pointing out, you know, how something may not be working for them. Or point out the opportunity that you can help them see. And again, it's going to be different depending on whether you're trying to reach business owners or consumers in terms of what your message is. You know, like if you had an appointment where you were offering to have a weight loss conversation, we're going to talk to you about losing weight. Okay, well, you know, probably people have read a ton, watched a ton of videos and everything else about weight loss. So what's going to be different? What are you going to help them to accomplish? Well, you don't have to necessarily, you know, perform some kind of amazing feat. Maybe what you're going to do is to help them review their health goals. Maybe you're going to talk about why they want to lose weight. Maybe you're going to share 3 simple tips that they can implement, which will help them to drop 3 pounds in the next 2 days. You know, think about the benefits of what you have to offer, the benefits of the appointment. And remember that the benefits of the appointment are different than the benefits of your specific product or service. All right, I'm going to open up for questions here in just a moment. So, again, you can join us out on the Facebook page. Go to Facebook.com, and you can search for Sales Technology Training Program or just click on the link in the email that I sent out. And remember that you can also add your Facebook groups over into your favorites. Facebook has a list of favorites on the left-hand side. If you do a little hover over one of your groups, and you'll see a little gear symbol appear to the left of it. If you click on that, that will go into edit, and then you can click to add it to your favorites. That's how I organize a lot of my groups. It makes it easy to be able to find those. Okay, it looks like we are up to, just going back out there, 27. We're up to 27 comments. Great job. Keep them coming. Let's bump up our goal. Let's see if we can get to 40 by the end of the webinar today. I'm going to post here, out here for 40 comments. Okay. Now, and by the way, when you're in there, I do also encourage you to click on the like button. Look for posts that other people put out there and go ahead and click on the like button. Don't overdo it. Facebook does have limits on how many things you can like, believe it or not. So you don't want to overdo it and overwhelm Facebook. So make sure that you do go out there and like some of them, but you don't have to click every single one of them. Now, get into the mind of your customer. Get into the mind of your customer. Think about it. You know, one of the things I've seen used when people are talking about weight loss is some people use the term skinny jeans. Would you like to get into your skinny jeans? That in particular appeals to women. Because I don't know what it is, but for some women, they like to hold on to their old clothes, like from when they were in high school. And so it's their goal to be able to get back into those. So that might be – that's a goal that really kind of grabs people. You know, yeah, I want to fit back into my skinny jeans, you know. You know, because people who struggle with weight loss, they have kind of two sets of clothes, right? They've got the skinny clothes, and then they have the clothes when they're not so skinny, right? And those are the ones that they wear most of the time. So when they lose weight, then they can squeeze into those other clothes that they have. Now, consider inserting a testimonial or a customer story in the email message. I do that in some of my email messages. I'll insert a testimonial in. If you don't have testimonials, start asking for them. Like at the beginning of this call, I asked you to provide a testimonial for the Sales Technology Training Program, and I encourage you to do that. And so you want to do the same thing for your customers, for your clients, is to ask them for testimonials. And that is something that you can use in your marketing. Also, state your expertise. One of the things that I'll do in some of my emails, and particularly on appointment setting emails, is I will recap what makes me an expert. In some cases, I'll just include my biography. In other cases, I'll include like a laundry list of things. But that can be a great way that you can create value for people and lead them to a next step in working with you there. Now, let me run through the components of a marketing email. So if you're going to write an email that would be used for booking appointments, then here are the components. The first and most important, is the subject line. And when you write a marketing email, I encourage you to write multiple subject lines, at least three subject lines. That way it gives you a choice. In some cases, I'll write upwards of five subject lines. And this will also be helpful if you later reuse an email. Sometimes I will reuse an email that I sent out, and that gives me an opportunity then to be able to have a choice of subject lines when I go back to that email in the future. Now, you also want a greeting. So if you're using an email marketing system, you should have the capability to insert what's called a merge code, like a mail merge. And when it sends out the email message, it will insert the person's name in. So you put hi and then the merge code for the first name. And so if I'm sending it out to Roy Rasmussen, it'll say hi, Roy. If it's going to Susan Schlieff, it says hi, Susan. If it's going to Lori Whaley, it says hi, Lori. If it's going to Judy Flannery, it says hi, Judy. If it goes to Tom Holtis, it says, hi, Tom. If it goes to Alan Murphy, it says, hi, Alan. And, you know, that's part of the magic of marketing, because you get that email and it feels somewhat personal. Like, oh, hey, Rick's emailing me. I wonder what Rick has to say today. Let me read this message. And in reality, I'm sending it out to thousands of people. And, you know, that's just the nature of marketing. And so I can reach literally thousands of people in a day by sending out a message. And not every message is going to be opened by everybody on your list, but it has the potential to reach any person who's out there in their email, checking their messages, and opens that message and reads it. Next, the next component of a marketing email is the introduction. So after you've gotten past the greeting, now you have the introduction. And I think the introduction is important because it sets the tone for the email. I like to include, I like to add value in my introduction. I like to think of something that I can share in that introduction that will cause someone to say, oh, this is valuable, this is informative. And that will motivate people to want to read further. And if, for instance, I'm sending out an email and inviting someone to attend a webinar or a teleseminar, then I usually start off with a tip first. I get them thinking I'll share a social media tip. I'll just give you a quick example. Today I was doing, I recorded a video and I posted it up on YouTube, and I was talking about online surveys. And I was leading people and inviting people to go out and download a free report that I have on online marketing. So, for instance, if I wanted to, invite people to a webinar on online marketing, then I might start off and say something like, have you ever wanted to know what your customers were thinking? A great way to find out what they're thinking is to survey them. There's a great tool called SurveyMonkey.com. I'm telling you this as if I were writing this. I'm just making this up on the fly here. A great tool that you can use is SurveyMonkey.com. You can set up a free account, you can create a survey, and you can send it out by email and use it to collect information about your existing clients and about prospective clients. And then I would transition and then talk about the webinar that I'm doing, for instance. So that would be an example. So the introduction is important because the introduction, it's what builds that curiosity. It's what makes them scroll down and want to read more. The next component is body copy. It's basically everything else that in the email, it's in the body of the email. And so what else are you going to say? What are you going to communicate? One of the things you want to communicate are the benefits. And like if I'm inviting people to a webinar, I'll often list out the benefits. I'll have a list of bullet points, and I'll say, you know, here are five things that you're going to learn on the webinar. Boom, 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 boom. And I'll list those in bullet point format. You can also include social proof. That would be the example of using testimonials or customer stories. You would also want to include an offer. So the offer is what you're offering. It could be for an appointment. It could be to invite people to an event. It could be to invite people to go out and purchase a product or service. Whatever it is, that's the offer. And typically, I only recommend having one offer per email. And in conjunction with the offer, you want to include a call to action. The call to action is the language, and then obviously the link or whatever it is that you're asking people to do. So my call to action for webinar might be something like, click here to register. And then I would include the link, socialmediaoutcomes.com/blank, whatever the link is, I would put it in there. Then you want to have the closing. I usually close out my emails by saying, to your success, comma, and then I put my email signature. So that's the next component. The email signature would be your name, and I put like a short description, like online marketing and social media trainer. Now, you can have a short email signature, and then you have your longer email signature that you set up in your system. The system I use, One Shopping Cart, requires me to have an approved signature on file. And so you have to have your address in that email signature, for instance. But you submit that, they approve it, you select it as your default, and then whatever email message you send out will include that email signature. And you could change that through my system. And each system is going to be a little bit different in terms of how do they handle that. And then finally, you can have a PS. And again, the PS would be after the short email signature, but before the ending email signature at the very bottom of the email. And those are the components of a marketing email. And when you break it down like that, you just kind of do a fill in the blanks and then work on each section, you'll be able to pull together a nice email that you could send out, in this case, to book appointments, but for whatever type of email marketing that you're doing. All right, we're at the bottom of the hour, so let's go ahead and switch gears. I'm going to go out to the Facebook page and read some of the comments. Wow, we're up to 47 comments already. Great job, Alan. He's leading the charge here today. All right, Alan says, this is a great place to be. Absolutely. Tom says, good afternoon, Rick and group. Thanks for being here, Tom. Alan says, Rick, thanks all sales technologists. All right. Well, Rick thanks all sales technologists. Right. Members of the group are sales technologists. I get it. Roy said, I'm having trouble connecting. We'll try periodically. And it looks like you did make it on, Roy. I did, by the way, submit a ticket into the conferencing service. And one of the problems that I had on one of the prior calls, I was entering the wrong host code in. And I could have sworn I was typing in the right one. I don't know if I was having a dyslexic moment and typed in the wrong code. But I have been experiencing more problems lately. So glad you were able to join in on the call. I think I'm going to have to start probably calling in a few minutes early to the call just to allow enough time. The other thing, one thing I found is that for whatever reason, it tends to work better if you wait for the recording to finish the prompt. Like it'll say something like, please enter your participant code now. I found it better if you wait till the person finishes speaking and then enter the code. For some reason, when you're typing in while they're talking, that seems to be problematic. Alan says, Rick would like to have testimonials, 2 to 3 paragraphs of how you have used and benefited from what you've learned from Rick. You'll be entered in a drawing for a pony. I didn't say that specifically. Alan made that up. Alan is our comic or comedian for the group, so thanks for sharing that, Alan. I can't guarantee I will provide a pony. Tom says, the value you have provided this year far exceeds what I can take advantage of. Thank you for what you do for us. Awesome. Thanks. I'm glad you're getting so much value, Tom. I appreciate that. Alan said, send out an email inviting people to make an appointment with you to discuss possibilities. Yes, absolutely. And you know what? This is one of those things where I do encourage you to do this in the next 30 days. Like, if you've been in this program for a while, and if you've heard me say this a couple times, and if you still haven't sent out an email to set appointments, why not get that done, like, in the next month? Like, in the month of January, get it done, get that email sent out, and I want to know how many appointments you booked from that. In fact, why don't you do this? If you're willing to do that strategy, post in the group, let me know that you are willing to take on that challenge, and tell me how many appointments that you plan to book. Now, you may not be able to send out an email and get 20 appointments, but maybe you could set a goal for 4 or 5 appointments. So go ahead and post your commitment to get that email done and sent out, and what your goal is for the number of appointments that you hope to receive. Alan said, Rick sent out an email asking for potential joint venture partners. Yes, I did. Alan said, spread your wings, reach out farther and wider. Definitely. Or spread your email wings. I missed that part. Spread your email wings, reach out farther and wider. Right. Absolutely. Leverage email. Tom said, I replied to Rick's joint venture email. Awesome. I will take a look for your response there, Tom, and follow up with you. Alan says, increase your results by being deliberate about the results you want to get. Right. Be deliberate. Be intentional. Set goals and then take action to accomplish those goals. Tom says, I have a number of email campaign systems and they save me considerable time. Awesome. So Tom's talking about setting up like a email autoresponder campaign, which goes out automatically. Glad to hear that. All right. I've got a couple more comments coming in here, but let me first jump out and I want to share a few more quick ideas. Then we'll come back to the Facebook group. So let me just talk for a moment about manually setting appointments through email. I talked earlier about using time trade as a technique. Another way that you can book appointments is by asking people to send you an email. I use this strategy a lot. I like it because it's super simple. All I ask people to do is to either email me, and I'll ask them to put some kind of a code word in the subject line, or I'll say, or reply back to the email. I'll also ask them usually to include their name and phone number. And that gives me the opportunity, if I want to pick up the phone and call them right away and book an appointment in that case, or I could reply back by email. I could also follow up and send them a link to ChimeTrade, or I could do all of the above. Now, how do you automate the process of setting appointments? Well, I think the simplest example of that is using ChimeTrade. And there are many different services that are out there. There's one called Appointment Quest. There are a lot of different tools you can search online. I've just found that I've looked at a lot of them. I think I've tried out 6 different ones, and I've just found that ChimeTrade is the best For one thing, if you look at the company has very solid management, which normally I don't pay too much attention to the management for specific companies, but I mean, like, the folks that work for Time Trade, they come from a background in systems. And so they know a lot about systems and managing data and information. And I think that's important because it is something where it's a technology tool that's integrating with another system. You're trying to integrate it in with Google Calendar. And, you know, and there's a process where it sends out email messages to confirm and everything else like that. So I think having a reputable company behind that system is important, because some of the other systems that I found, you go out there, there's no information about the company or the founder or anything like that. It's probably just somebody who's a programmer. And you know what? I mean, programmers can make great software, but oftentimes, you know, they may have a job, and so it's not their, you know, chief aim to, you know, to keep that software up to date. So I do recommend using reputable companies. If there are issues, you want to be able to follow up with the company, submit a ticket, or respond to them to make sure that things are working effectively for you. Now, let me share a couple tips for writing an effective subject line. I provided a tip earlier about writing 3 to 5 subject lines, but let me just speak a little bit more toward how to develop an effective subject line. First of all, be descriptive. You know, tell people what it is. Like, sometimes I'll say, like, if I'm offering a specific appointment, I might say, for the first 10 people to respond. I found that to be a very effective language to use in email messages, and it usually causes people to open up the email and take advantage of it, because they know there's something in that email that's being offered to a limited number of people, and it appeals to people's desire for exclusivity. People want to jump on offers where there's a limited option available. And what's great is, in most cases, when you're offering an appointment, you're offering it for free, so there's very little resistance to taking action. Also, create curiosity. You know, think of ways in that subject line that it will pique their interest. You know, you could say something like, 7 tips to make more money online. Learn how. And put the learn how in parentheses. Then they're thinking, 7 tips. I want to know what these 7 tips are to make more money. And then they'll open up the email, and then you could say, hey, would you like to learn 7 tips to make contact me now to schedule a time for us to chat, and I will send you a copy of a, you know, maybe it's a report or an article or something else on 7 tips to make more money online. So that's another thing, is that you could offer some kind of a carrot for people who take advantage of your offer to book appointments, and you can send that out after they have the appointment. So not only does it work to set the appointment, but it also works to help them show up for the appointment. You could call and give a reminder in advance, or send an email and say, hey, remember, we have an appointment coming up. After we have our appointment, I'll send out the list of 7 tips to make more money online. So that can be a great way to increase your show rate, the number of people that show up for your appointments. Also, use urgency and scarcity in the subject line. So again, I mentioned earlier about, you know, having a limited number of people. You could also say something like, I have 10 appointments available in the next 3 weeks, or something like that. So you could, you know, state a specific number that would be available within a specific period of time. That's urgency and scarcity. Also, use buzzwords. Think about what words that you can use that will grab attention. Going back to the example of weight loss earlier, it could be the skinny jeans might be a buzzword. It could be something like 5 ways to fit into your skinny jeans by the end of January. And they'll be like, that's interesting. Tell me more. And then they want to open up the email and they want to learn about that. Again, that's an email that appeals to a specific audience. So oftentimes in your marketing, you want to make sure that you're using language that will appeal to a specific audience. All right, let me head back over to the Facebook page and read some more of the comments out there. So we've got about 15 to 20 minutes left on the call today. We're already up to 54. Great job. All right, Alan says, stay in the conversation. Keep communicating, listening, responding, and connecting. Definitely. You know, it's one thing to be on the calls and listen in and learn. It's another thing to take the ideas that I'm sharing with you and actually implement them. You know, by the way, if you ever need help to get anything implemented, I do offer done-for-you services packages. So you can buy literally a specific number of hours of support, and then I will work with you directly to help you implement and get things done. And in fact, here at year end, I'm working on launching several websites for clients. I just launched a website yesterday for my client, Shane Spisak, who's a health and wealth mentor. I launched a site today for Anita Kugler. She is a health mentor as well. And for both of them, they're also setting up email marketing at the same time. Talk about, you know, getting into action all at once, launching a website and a blog, and launching an email marketing system. So I work with clients to help them get into action and take actions that will help to improve the results. So if you need help, if you need some hand-holding to get things done, reach out to me. You can send me an email at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. Put done for you services in the subject line. You can also just pick up the phone and call me. Call me at 916-248-5440. Alan Murphy says, you can pick up the phone and call people to schedule appointments, but you can only make so many calls a day and reach a few of them. And that's a good point, is that, you know, I don't know about your experience, but when I make 10 calls, I typically get one person on the phone. And the rest of them are either voicemail or ring no answer or disconnected phone number or whatever else. So, you know, again, picking up the phone and making calls is a great strategy, and I encourage you to do that. And I encourage you to diversify your approach. So if you're currently booking appointments by phone and that's working, great, and add on top of that sending out an email to book appointments. Alan says, email is a great tool to start a conversation or share something of value with people. Definitely. In fact, just reading Tom's comment earlier that he replied to my joint venture email, people do read your email messages and people will respond to you. If you have a large enough list and you're sending it out to enough people, you will have a certain number of people who open the email and a certain number of people who will respond to you. Alan says, an effective appointment setting email is 70 characters per line because it's easier to read on a mobile device and it's easier to scroll down. Yeah, definitely. And it could be in some cases you may have access to email templates to use, and so you may want to have some visual branding in your email, so there may be some templates where you can put in the message. Certain templates are set up to where they will expand or shrink down based on the device that's being used. So, again, know what your email marketing system is, what its capabilities are, and what you can do, and then experiment with that. Alan said, write in a breezy conversational style. Yes. And breezy like a breeze. B-R-E-E-Z-Y. But well said. Alan said, keep the message short. Better to send 3 short messages than 1 long one. Yeah, I think so, for sure, because you know, the way I look at it is that's 3 chances that you'll have somebody open up an email and want to take action on it. And the other thing is a really long email message, nobody wants to read it. So keep them fairly short. And Alan said, send out nurturing emails. Yes, you don't have to have a call to action in every single email message that you send out. Sometimes I just like sending an email and saying, hey, here's a great message. The other thing is you could also use the blog teaser technique or the blog blog email teaser technique or email blog teaser. At any rate, the strategy is send an email message out and ask people to go out and read your blog. That can be a great technique. And then there is a call to action, but it's not for a specific offer. It's just to go out and read your blog. Alan says, speak to people, not at them. Avoid corporate speak and technical jargon. Absolutely. And if you do use some jargon, then make sure that you define that. Alan said, create desire to have people reach out and book an appointment with you. Absolutely. I mean, this is part of the challenge of marketing is to take what you have to offer and make it interesting. Make people want it. Make people desire it. And by the way, could you record a video publish it on YouTube and then embed that on your blog. And in the video, talk about what's going to happen in the appointment and encourage people to book an appointment. Absolutely. You can use videos in this process as well. Alex said, point out the opportunity you can offer or what may not be working well for them. Provide something of value. Yeah, you know, one of my mentors used to say, find their pain point, take a stick and poke at it. And it's kind of a funny little statement, but it is kind of true, you know. If you're sending out to people, you know, again, just come back to the weight loss example. And it is that time of year, you know, it's the beginning of the year is coming up. And so everybody overate at the holidays. I did too, you know, say, you know, one too many cookies. And, so we're all wanting to lose a little bit of weight. And so now's a great time for people who have a message around health to be out there talking about that. And so they should be saying things like, you know, were you sitting at the Thanksgiving Day table or your Christmas table and have to unbutton that button? Oh, how embarrassing, you know. I mean, you can point out things like that. You take a stick and poke at that pain point, because then people groan and they go, oh, yes, yes, absolutely. Oh, man, yet my pants are fitting tight. You know, I thought I was done with my fat pants. Now I have to pull them back out. Oh, I feel so embarrassed. And that motivates them, because then they're like, yeah, I want to do something. I want to, you know, participate on this webinar where you're going to share information. I want to have that conversation with you. I want to talk about some ways to help drop a couple pounds. And, you know, don't overpromise. You know, don't tell them that you're going to solve their weight problem for life. You know, just say, hey, wouldn't it be nice to lose a couple pounds right here at the beginning of the year? Let's get on the phone and chat. I have some ideas that will help you to get into action, that will help you shift your thinking and adjust your habits so you can be more healthy. You know, sometimes just kind of pulling back a little bit and not like going over the top. When you go over the top, it creates resistance. If people say, oh, yeah, sure, right, you know, that's not the right reaction. What you want people to say is, oh, cool, well, this is doable. Yeah, absolutely. That's what motivates them to want to take action. Tom said, offer something free in your emails. Yeah, you know, you can't go wrong with free. You know, I send out a lot of email messages, and I'm always disappointed when I see people unsubscribe from my email list. And sometimes just the volume of emails, the number of email messages that I send out will prompt people to unsubscribe. But the fact of the matter is, if you unsubscribe from my email, then you're going to miss out on a lot of opportunities. You're going to miss out on a lot of things that are free. You're going to miss opportunities to have coaching sessions with me for free in some cases. And I've even had some people who are clients who unsubscribe. And I'm like, well, you know, you're not going to get, you know, email messages letting you know about when I'm doing this, you know, series again, or, you know, when it's time to schedule your appointment or whatever else it is. So, you know, but that's, you know, some people are like that. Some people will just unsubscribe. I say go out and subscribe to more things. You know, get a few more things coming in your email so you have a frame of reference of what other people are doing. So, but that's me. Alan says the benefits of the appointment are different than the benefits of, he put the presentation, but I said the product or the service. So if ultimately you're for weight loss, you're selling a product like a nutritional supplement, then the benefit of that supplement is different than the benefits of the appointment where you're going to talk to them about strategies. So make sure that you're identifying separate benefits just for the appointment, and make sure you in the email. Susan said, Remember the benefits of the appointment will be different than the benefits of purchasing your product or service. Alan said, have a stretch goal to push even further. Yeah, absolutely. Stretch goals are a good idea. So if you're setting a goal for appointments, if you set a goal for 5 appointments for the month, why not have a stretch goal? See if you can make 10. That might encourage you to take a few more extra actions to get those results. Susan said, Rick, women don't just hold on to their old skinny clothes. Often we will buy new clothes at a size too small with the idea that we'll lose the weight and fit into them. There you go. Yeah, women and men's habits for buying clothing are different, that is for sure. Tom said, Rick, how do you want the testimonial sent to you? Well, I'd say there's two main ways to send a testimonial. One is to do it in writing, in which case you could create a Word file and send it to me, or just type it directly into an email message and send it to me. And the second way would be to provide a video testimonial. If you want to, you could create a video testimonial and send it to me. What you might find helpful is to do both, is to write it first as a written testimonial and then to go record a video. And so you could send me the email with the written testimonial first and then record the video and send it to me. Or actually publish it up to YouTube first and then send me the link to the YouTube video. Alan said include testimonials in your messages. If you don't have testimonials, ask for them from your mom or other satisfied clients. There you go. That's a good one. Find people who have something positive to share about you and ask them for a testimonial. Alan said components of a marketing email, and we went through those. Roy said finally got connected. All right, I'm glad you finally made it on, Roy. Sorry there was a challenge getting into the call today. Alan says, number one, most important is the subject line. Come up with more than one. Roy said, sounds like Rick is talking about parts of an email. I tuned in where you were talking about multiple subject lines and merge fields. Alan says, number two, greeting. A mail merge feature will personalize the greeting, hi, Rick, for each recipient. Right, absolutely. And by the way, you're always going to have people who put something funky in the first line. I try to go through and fix all the names in my database. Like one of the things people do is they put everything in lowercase. And so I will go back in and I'll retype their name, putting the first letter of their name, their first name and their last name in with a capital letter, so it will appear properly when they get it. And sometimes they'll do something else that's kind of funky. And so worst case, something I've done before, sometimes if people do that, I'll put in the word friend in for subject line. That way when you send the email and it merges in the first name, it will say dear friend. So that's one way to get around that. Roy says introduction sets the tone for the email. Alan said number three, introduction is important for setting tone of the email. Alan said, share a tip, ask a question followed by your answer, and then share your offer or event. Yeah, you know, questions are good in email messages. I will often use questions. In general, they say it's good to use a question that to which the answer is a yes, but sometimes I will do the opposite. Sometimes I'll ask a question like, going back to the weight loss question, you could ask, like, for instance, would you like to lose 5 pounds? In the next 30 days, or just would you like to lose 5 pounds? And so someone will think to themselves, yes, I would. And then they're encouraged to want to read on further. But you could also ask a question like, do you struggle with your weight? That would also be a yes. I'm trying to think of an example of a question that they would answer no to. Have you been successful in losing all the weight that you wanted in the past? No. So that would be an example of a no question. Roy said body copy contains the heart of your message, including benefits, for example. Right. Alan said number five, offer. Invite for an event or webinar, one offer per email. Number six, call to action. Click here to register. Number seven, close. And number eight, PS. Good job. Roy says, tech tip when calling into the weekly calls, waiting until after the prompt increases the odds of connection problem. Let's see, wait a second. Let me read that again. Waiting until after the prompt decreases the odds of connection problem. Yeah, I've just found that personally. I've had some problems where I've tried to enter the code over the talking, and that's when I have experienced more problems. Susan says a pony. Really, Alan? Why not a Mercedes? So Susan's really upping the game. Wow. Tom says, my goal is to get 20 appointments per month. There you go. All right. So Tom is in action. Tom stepped up and shared his goal. Who else is going to match Tom? I feel like this is like a poker match where everybody needs to up the ante. So at least you need to put your ante in there, how many appointments you're going to set. Susan says, I am willing to create and send a standard appointment setting email. My goal is to schedule 2 appointments. That would be about 10% of the typical number of people who open my emails. I think to work on to work on growing my list. Good point. Okay, well, good. There you go. You've got a goal there. So that goal of setting those appointments is going to get you into action, Susan, to get that email scheduled and sent out. And by the way, in an email like that, I would think strategically about when you want to send it out. Like some people say Tuesday is a good day to send them out, or Wednesday, not Friday, or not Monday or Friday. But, you know, I've had good luck, you know, on different days of the week. Some of my best appointment setting emails I've sent out on Saturdays and gotten a big response. So you just have to experiment with different things and see what you get. Tom says, have to log off now. Happy New Year to everyone. Thanks, Tom. Susan said, Happy New Year, Tom. And she says, I like the idea of offering some kind of a bonus, content or service for scheduling and showing up for an appointment. Yeah, sometimes they'll do it like in the form of an article, but an article doesn't sound as compelling as something else. So I've created things like a free guide. That sounds a little more compelling and interesting than just a free article. So play around with it and see what will motivate people to get into action. Roy said, Happy New Year, Tom. Susan says, I need to get some content ready to finish setting up my websites, Rick. I want to get that done for the new year. Awesome. All right. Ready for you. Okay, good. Yeah, let's have a conversation here in the next week. Susan says, poking with a stick is the agitate part of the marketing formula. Problem, agitate, solve. Yeah, there you go. That's a standard marketing format. Reminds me of Dan Kennedy, who does who's a known expert in the area of marketing, and particularly around copywriting. And so, yes, agitate. Get folks upset. Poke them with a stick. You know, not literally. That would not be a good thing. But I guess it would be proverbially or figuratively. So excellent. Wow, we're right at the top of the hour, and we caught up with the comments. So great job. That's going to wrap our call for today. I want to thank you for participating on the call. Hopefully you got a ton of information. If you have a chance, please send me a testimonial in the next week. I would really appreciate that. Happy New Year, and I look forward to connecting with you in the new year next Tuesday. Have a great week, and God bless.